Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, January the 5th, 2024. How about that? First Friday in the year 2024. First Friday in the month of January, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with another episode of Friday Night Live. Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, along for the ride tonight. Another great program. First program of 2024. Isn't that exciting? You know, it came after the last program of 2023, which you might suspect that the first program of 2024 would be the next thing.
Yeah, it's so silly whenever people get so hyped about, like, the next year, and it's like, it's like your birthday. It's like you get there, and it's like, well, it feels like all the other days. That's kind of how the new year feels. Sorry, that was a little pessimistic, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, you're kind of starting off the new year on a down note.
I know, that was a little pessimistic. I'm sorry. It's just true. Like, I reflect back on all the new years, and it's like, well, I mean, it's January.
But this year you feel excited and relevant and happy and excited.
Oh, absolutely.
I said excited twice because you're really excited.
Really excited.
Yeah.
I don't know that the new year did that, but excited.
Well, I think what I think a new year is, it's a focal point. You can look at it and go, okay, that cuts that off. This is this. You know, it's just like dividing things in folders.
Yeah, you can differentiate.
Like, this was a good week. That wasn't a good week. This was a good day. That wasn't a good day. You know, everything's divided into something.
Oh, yeah. Just another division opportunity.
Yeah, I think we should divide more often.
Yeah?
I'm for division.
Yeah?
Yeah, some people are for togetherness. I believe division is really where it's at.
Why do you stand on this platform?
Well, because I think we're together too much, really, in life.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think people spend too much time together. I think, really, what people want is silence and solitude. Because I think that's when your really good ideas come up. You know, me personally, I don't really know how many good ideas I could have had because people bother me. And I'm sitting there, and I think I'm really hatching a good idea, and then somebody comes up and goes, but, hey, what? See, now there my idea goes. You know all the ideas I've probably lost in my life because somebody came up and had to say something?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the loneliness epidemic we discussed, like, last week.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah,
that's for sure. That's other people. That's not me.
Not one of your problems.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I don't think I have that either.
Well, I don't think you're ever alone.
That's also true.
So this would, you know, I don't even know how you could qualify for the loneliness epidemic.
Well, sometimes I typically sleep by myself. Like, I have a stuffed animal, but...
Typically? But you got, like, people coming over?
I mean, my friends, we have sleepovers, like, you.
Right, but I mean, you sleep in the same bed?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
No, right there. There's a line that's been crossed. I don't do that.
No, see, we'll have, like, three people and, like, one
full-size
bed.
Oh, see, right there, no. No.
Yeah, it's not the best quality sleep, but it's togetherness, that's for sure.
It's like bathrooms.
What? How is this like a bathroom?
Because there has to be two bathrooms in a house. I cannot do one bathroom.
Well, how is this related to the sleeping situation?
Because if you have two people in a bed, nobody's going to sleep good.
That's true, but you'll sleep in
company. You'll say you slept good, but you ain't sleeping good. You're uncomfortable because you're normally in the middle of your own bed, and now this other person's there, and why are they there, and we don't want them there. They need to go. So it's like a bathroom. You know, you say you want somebody in your house, but really, you don't want to have to wait to use the restroom. You don't want to have to wait to take a shower in the morning. Well, you guys only take them on every 3 days, you know. So... for me, who's a seven-dayer, I need to get in there. I can't be waiting on you while you're putting on your makeup or doing whatever you're doing in there. That takes straightening your hair. Have you ever went in and there's a hot as iron hair straightener there on the sink and you haven't even turned it on, and I scald myself trying to get ready in the morning. Two bathrooms. You got to have two bathrooms.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
No, that was just made up.
Okay.
It's never happened.
Most people I know, I feel like, have been burnt at least once by a straightener. myself included. It happens. It's yeah.
Yeah, but see, I don't straighten my hair, so the chances
I was gonna
of
say, I feel like that's more of a
girl problem.
Yeah, because
so the only way I'm going to get involved in that is if there's a girl there. So, but if she's got her own bathroom, then we don't have any problem.
That's fine. Just stay away.
Well, in the bathroom. Why do we need to be together in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're all about the alone time, so.
You need somebody to go to the bathroom with you?
It's the bathroom. I don't know about
it's
that.
It's the bathroom.
No, I mean, not necessarily. We just have, like, in our bathroom, there's, like, a Jack and Jill sink. So, there's, you know, there's two sinks. There's enough room for another person. Like, my friends and I all brush our teeth together.
Why?
Like, purposely?
Yeah, we have teeth brushing time. Like, there's a toothbrushing song that we listen to, and, like, you dance a little bit while you brush your teeth.
What is the toothbrushing song?
It's Star by Bozzy.
Well, for people who don't know, let us hear a little bit of this.
Why do you always want me to
say? Well, because you brought it up.
It's like, you're a star. I can't sing it.
Give me two lines. You have to give me more than one word. This is the first show of 2024, don't you know? We got to start big.
Yeah. I can't recall. I'm
yes,
brushing my teeth.
No, see, you're lying now. No, go ahead.
It's like, it starts off with, like, faded off of that bottle, living like no tomorrow.
Now, why is this a teeth brushing song?
There's no reason. It was just declared the tooth brushing song one time, and it stuck.
Wow. So, Matt, have you ever brushed your teeth in unison with somebody else?
No.
No. No, that's not a thing.
That's fine. That's what guys always say. Like, do you have sleepovers with your friends, Matt?
I do stay over at my friends' houses, but we don't share a bed.
Yes, I know guys never do that, and I feel like if I was having a sleepover with my girlfriends and they were like, okay, here, like, you go sleep down there, I'd be like, this is kind of weird. Like, it's common to share a bed.
Well, that's what we talked about this before, that girls can kiss each other on the lips. Now, you've said you don't like to do that, but that your friends do it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a girl thing.
There's things girls are allowed to do that guys can't do.
I don't know that they're allowed to do it. I just don't think guys want to do that.
Guys just don't have that desire.
No. Why would you want to kiss another guy on the lips? Who's your friend?
I don't know. I don't kiss my friends. I've told you that, so.
And what was your reasoning again for that?
I honestly don't remember. I don't have a desire to kiss my friends on the lips, I think is the number one reason.
But some of them do have a desire to do this.
Yeah, I think, I guess. Just like for fun.
Wow. We're not brushing our teeth together or sleeping together. We can kiss each other.
There's lots of ways to have fun.
See, isn't there like a television or a internet connection anywhere near where you are?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got those things.
See, that's just a little too much for me.
I don't know. That's just how it is.
Well, that's exciting. Matt, how do you feel about it?
I think they should have just settled for watching the TV or something, you know? I'm sure there's something better you could have found to do.
You have to brush your teeth, though. What do you mean?
Well, yeah,
not together.
It's funner that way.
Funner?
More fun.
It's funner.
I'm sorry. I think funner is a real word now.
No, I don't believe it is.
I believe that one of my teachers talked about this in one of our classes, that it, like, became a word.
Even if it is a word,
I'm gonna Google
it. It's not proper English the way you used it.
Well, that's your opinion.
No. It's not proper. Not
but
proper.
But it's funner?
Funner.
I think it's
even funner. Even if that is right, it just sounds bad.
Scrolled straight past the definition of fun.
I don't need the definition of fun. It seems,
maybe you do. I don't think you have the correct definition of fun. Matter of fact, I think you do need the definition of fun. Because if your definition of fun is sleeping with people and brushing your teeth together to a song and using the word funner, you might need to update your definition.
No. Fun is subjective. You can define fun yourself.
Well, fun is subjective, but I'm pretty sure what you just described as fun is most people's nightmare.
Yeah, I get that a lot. People, like, at my job, everybody hates working at the Kroger Pharmacy, but I'm like, hey, it's not that bad. It's kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
I think it is kind of fun.
Well, you know what? Make the best out of a bad situation.
Exactly. That's why fun's subjective.
Yeah, but those are things you don't have to do. I mean, you have to work to some degree, and I assume those people are probably there for the paycheck. You're not getting a paycheck to brush your teeth with somebody else.
Yeah, that's
choice.
That's
the difference.
That's a choice.
Right, right. So to me, this would not be fun.
That's fine. Don't do it then.
I'm sure I won't. But what I'm saying is I don't think this should be good for anybody.
Yeah, but your definition of fun, it doesn't define
I haven't given
my...
you my definition of fun
well,
yet.
Well, you told me
so
what
you
it's
can't
not.
Tell me.
You told me what it's not.
I'm just saying your definition is off.
It's off on your terms.
No, I think it's off on society's terms.
I don't know. I just like companionship. I like being together. I like hanging out, so...
You might want to see about talking to somebody about these things. Because... I think it may be a little off.
That's fine. That's fine. To each their own.
By the way, we have a top 10 list tonight.
Very nice. Top 10 lists are always
today's
good.
Today's top 10 list was solid gold. We're going to frame that top 10 list from earlier today. Very good. Timing was everything with that list. The timing of the news that happened today made that list even funnier. Or funner, as they say. Funner, as they say, around the block here.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Funner.
We're advocates for the word funner.
No, we're not. But
at WWGH Radio, we believe
no,
in funner.
No, we do not believe in funner. But we have fun.
We have more fun than the rest of them.
More than everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, you had your first show this morning, and it'll be every Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. We were you asked me about this when you came in today. What do you think?
I think overall the show went well. It was just... it's kind of weird when you do your own show because time, your perspective of time is a little bit different when you when you're moderating the show. I didn't know how much material I'd need to fill. I knew I needed how much time I needed to fill, but I didn't know how much material I needed to fill that length of time. So I had about 10 minutes left after I finished my. On this day in history, and then at that point it was pretty okay, but definitely could have been better. But I feel like it was my first show, so it can only I'll get better.
Only go up from here.
It was just nerves for the first time.
Yeah, but it was we were here.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you were watching that clock like a hawk. You were like, oh my gosh, the minutes have ceased to move.
Oh no, see like you. When they were moving, it was just like, once I got to the end of the interview and then I did my thing, I was like, man, once I got to the point where I was like, 10 minutes, that's when time wasn't moving. Because at that point, I was running out of material a little bit because I hadn't prepared enough.
You didn't know.
Yeah, see, but now I do. So that's
is that, we, is, that when, is that when Pastor Craig and I jumped in?
Yes. That's when you guys saved me at the end.
We saved you at the end. But also, is that when we got into your guest's name?
Yes, the
yes.
Gauge.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're back to this again.
I don't think we've ever been in this on this program.
Okay, sorry. They all run together in my mind.
I don't think we did this the other night.
We talked about the hatred of this kid's name for quite some time, I feel.
No. It's not hatred. I'm just saying.
Disliking?
I don't understand it.
It's just a name. You don't have to understand a name. What do you... I don't understand Scott.
Why are you getting so defensive about his name?
I don't know. I think I like the name. I like the name Gage.
Oh, you do not. You would like... listen, if I really liked it, you would hate it.
That's probably true.
Right, right. No, I'm just saying, there's something about that name that hits me wrong. And I'm not sure what it is, but the only thing I can think of, and I don't even know who this is, but I think I knew somebody years ago named Gage Stuckman. And I don't even know who that was. But it seems to me like I'm going back to that name, and I don't like it.
You have some, unresolved issues with this name. There's probably some,
No, I think I just
emotional.
Don't. Because most names are androgynous. They don't mean anything. But Gage is a thing. Gage is like a gas gauge or a temperature gauge or, something like that. So I don't understand what that name even is. I mean, is this like car people? Naming their kids after cars.
Okay, do you have, qualms with the name Graham?
What's a Graham? Like a Graham?
Graham's a name. One of my friends' names is Graham.
Yeah.
He has a twin brother. It's Graham and Miles.
Oh, so it was a thing. They did that on purpose.
They said, oh, we're gonna do this. Units of measurement.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I dislike that.
So it's just specifically a gauge. It's not the
right
thing.
Yeah, because gauge sounds like a punk. I mean, it, just when you said it there, you know what? Punk.
Yeah, I did tell you that most of the gauges I know...
This is going to be a punk.
...aren't great people.
Yeah. I mean, they're like those people who are going to be living in trailers. You know, that's what they remind me of. They're going to live in trailers, and they're going to live on the end of your block, and they're going to be in a trailer, and they're going to have, like, old dish towels as curtains. And at some point, they're going to have an old car in their yard up on blocks.
Oh, and they have, like, a scary dog there, too, that's, like, running up to the
that
fence.
That clearly
and, like,
has rabies and all kinds of things.
Yes.
That's Gage.
The mailman's throwing your mail over the fence and running.
That's Gage to me, and I don't know why I have an aversion to that name, but I don't like it.
Well, poor Gage Baker.
No, not Gage Baker. I don't know Gage Baker. I just don't like the name Gage.
Yeah, but either way, his name is Gage, and he has this... you know, association for you in his mind.
Right, so. But I don't know that I would dislike him. Probably would like him. He seemed like an okay chap. But anybody with the name Gage, I'm immediately, you know, I wish your parents would have done better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My parents are teachers, so they have a lot of names like that. Like, one is Kyle. They always think that Kyle's...
Yep.
What do you think about Kyle?
There's a stereotype that goes around about Kyle. So.
Yeah, but like, what's the stereotype?
Well, there's a lot of them. So, like, Kyle specifically, like, they're known for drinking Monster. Like, the energy drink.
My mom said most Kyles she knows are not the brightest.
Like, oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah, that's what it is. And Jason is another one. There she's a stereotype about. We were talking about this the other night. They're typically mean, so I'm so sorry to the Jasons and Kyles out there.
Those are common names, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as, like, teachers, you know, they meet a bunch of kids with, you know, names year after year.
Well, I think somebody gets stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what happens is all the good kids, there are so many good kids that the bad kids stick out in your mind, so mm-hmm. when there's common names, it's just, like, that name hits over and over and over again, but in reality, you've had many more Jasons/Kyles that have been good.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's like it's a bias, but...
Well, I think every name is related to somebody in your mind.
Most names. That's what I like about my name. Most people don't have a Carrington, and so, like, I get a fresh start with my name.
Well, but even people who have very common names, usually if you say that name to a person, it registers with one person in mm-hmm. their brain, mm-hmm. even a very common name.
Yeah, I agree. But just like with mine, you know, if you know me, it's probably me that you're going to register it with, and I like that.
But truthfully, how often is your name going to come up in conversation? See, that's also a problem with having an uncommon name. Like, if you say Kyle, now I'm going to think of the Kyle that I know the best, mm-hmm. but that name might come up in conversation a lot because there are a lot of Kyles.
That's true.
Now, you probably would be the Carrington that would come up in the name, but how often is that name ever going to come up?
If I'm being discussed, probably.
Right, so... You'd already be the topic of conversation.
That's true. Well, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yes, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those yay-boo situations.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you get it.
Yeah, I understand it.
It's tough, but...
You gotta be optimistic in life, though. You gotta be optimistic that there's gonna be more yays than boos. And listen, if your name's Gage, I don't want to hear from you at all, because I'm really not gonna respond or care. But here's the thing. It's just I don't like the name.
And that's your opinion.
And that's my opinion, and I'm entitled.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry to the Kyles and Jasons out there as well.
You don't have to like anything about me. I just don't like your name.
Mm-hmm.
I think that your parents probably had some kind of mental blockage when they were naming you. I think they drew a blank. And they looked over in the hospital at, like, the oxygen tank, and they said, oh, there's a Gage there. That's your name, Gage.
And the nurse said, wait, what?
Yeah, you're like, naming Gage? Your kids Gage? What a thing.
Oh, Scott, I think the bachelor wedding happened.
It happened. Oh, yes, they are married.
They are married.
How's that?
The
golden bachelor.
You can't even see. You gotta, it's the old people.
I know, but my mom was watching it on TV last night.
See, it was a thing.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Scott's going to be so excited.
I know, I'm excited that they're married, but I know it's going to end in ruin.
Yeah, but I bet they're happy right now.
I don't know. I think as soon as the wedding's over, it's pretty well downhill from there on out.
Maybe they're on a honeymoon somewhere right now.
You know, I used to think that people got married for the honeymoon.
What?
I do. I don't think they realize it. I don't think they process it that way. But I think that people, when they get engaged, they start planning the honeymoon and they start planning the wedding. And then once those things happen, what are you going to do? You got nothing left to do.
That would be sad. I feel like so much effort and planning goes into both of those events. Like, you know, you've got like a year of your life probably at least focused on that, and then it's over and it's like, now we're just married.
Really? And then you have to deal with each other. Because when you're going through all that, there's so much going on. The wedding is a big production, mm-hmm. and the honeymoon is a big production. And you've also got a lot of attention on you during that time, because when are you getting married? How close are you? Ooh, it's getting close. Where are you going on your honeymoon?
Fiance, you get that word.
Fiance, and then it's all gone. Mm-hmm. Once the honeymoon's over, it's over. I think that's where that term came from, honeymoon's over.
It's just like, where's the missus now?
Yeah. Now it's done. Mm-hmm. Now it's really, how long can you last till the divorce? That's really what we're looking at now. We're all taking bets.
It's a true test of time.
I think I said this on the morning show this week. I don't know if I've said it on this show. I'm pretty sure I haven't. But a lot of people got married on New Year's or got engaged. Apparently, that's a big time to pop the question. And I keep seeing all these people either showing their ring on social media and saying, she said yes, or he said yes, or I popped the question, or whatever. And I keep thinking to myself, these people have been married 4 and 5 times. It is no shock to me that they say yes. They say yes all the time. They've said yes 4 and 5 other times. If they had said no, that would be news. You should post it if they say no. Them saying yes is no big accomplishment.
I think a lot of the time...
I'm sorry. That's the truth. They can't say no. This is the problem. Herein lies the problem. They can't say no. Go ahead.
All right. I think a lot of the times, you know, I don't even remember what I was going to say now.
Because you realize what I said was a big dose of truth to people at the New Year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you need to write more of your classic cards to people at weddings where it says, see you at the next one. Sorry I missed this one.
And I still don't regret that. And I'm not going to apologize for that.
He stands by that choice.
I will not apologize, because if I meant it maliciously, then... yes, I should apologize. But if I did not mean that maliciously, which I did not, that they got bent out of shape, whatever.
Didn't she cry?
She cried.
That's terrible.
I wasn't there when she cried.
No, because you missed it.
Yeah, darn it. If you haven't heard this story, here's what it is. This is one of my favorite stories to tell in life. It was one of my cousins was getting married. She lived in Southern Ohio. And my whole family was going to the wedding. I could not go to the wedding. A big thing with me is when you Christmas card, anniversary card, wedding card, birthday card, I think you need to write something in there, not just your name or congrats. I want a real thing in there that, because why are you going to save this card if I don't write something personalized in there?
They're not.
Right, so I'm going to personalize every card I write. So I thought the people were leaving to go to this wedding at a different time than they actually were. So I found out like an hour before. So I knew I was the only one who was not going, so I had to run down and get a card. So I bought this very expensive card. And I went down and got the card, brought it back, and I wrote a little message in the card and sent it with them. They go down to the wedding. I don't think they stayed for the reception. They come back, and all of a sudden I get a phone call that night at home, and the person who answered the phone says, it's your uncle. And then, doesn't he have better things to do today? His daughter got married than call me. But I thought it was a joke, and I pick up the phone, and all I remember is saying, do you want me, he said something like, I'm going to wring your neck or something like that, very angry. And I remember saying, get a grip, is what I said to him. I said, get a grip. And he said, I'm going to get a grip on you. And I thought, well, what is this? This is not the proper way to be talking to somebody on the day your daughter gets married. And he said, my daughter's down here crying because of what you wrote in your card. And I really had to think about, what did I write in the card? I mean, I wrote it very quickly. And here's what I wrote in the card. And this is, and by the way, this card, I think, still exists somewhere in the family lore. It's down there somewhere in Southern Ohio making the rounds. But here's what the card said. Said the person's name and the person they were marrying. And I said, sorry I couldn't make it to this wedding. I'll try to make it to the next one. Scott. That's it. Now, did that really warrant that kind of response?
I don't think I would have cried about it. I probably would have laughed, but...
Oh, she didn't laugh.
Some people are just overly sensitive. Like, you have to read the room. Do you not know your cousin that well?
I wasn't in the room.
Yeah, but do you not know her?
You know what that told me in that moment? It told me that she thinks that he's not going to be with her forever.
Oh, you think she's expressing some deep-seated insecurity?
Well, if you believe that person's going to be there, why would that bother you? You know, that's a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I didn't think about it in that aspect.
Like, if you said something nasty to me, if it wasn't true or I didn't believe it was true, wouldn't upset me.
I wish you could find this card. That would be a great, like, family white elephant gift at, like, events in the
they
future.
They don't. That part of the family does not get me gifts anymore. Those people are still harboring that.
Shoot.
All these years later. They don't. That was an ugly moment.
Are they still together?
I think they are.
Aw, see, they're proving you wrong.
They're not happy, but they're together.
They're spiting you right now. What it's all about.
I don't know. They became like hillbillies or something. I really don't know what they do.
Oh my
now.
Gosh.
They did. I think he's like an auctioneer now or something. It's very strange.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're the normal cousin, the radio host. And they're the auctioneers, those weirdos.
I know. Listen, I don't think radio host falls under weirdo.
I do.
No, do you?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, do tell.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. It's like, you know, if you tell somebody, oh, I'm a doctor, I'm a teacher, I'm a
that's boring.
Business. Yeah, it's just boring. Like, it's just like the jobs where people go, oh, you know, like, oh, how'd you get into that? Like, auctioneer and
I don't think that's
radio
weird.
Host are going to elicit a similar response, I think.
Really? Auctioneer? Anybody could be an auctioneer.
No, nuh-uh. Do it right now.
You can't be... Nuh-uh. You can't be an auctioneer.
No. Sorry.
You could.
Do it.
What do you want?
Do it.
You want me to be an auctioneer?
Yeah. Okay. Auction off something in the room right
get
now.
Get on something. I got a box of Cheez-Its here.
Okay.
I got a box of Cheez-Its unopened right here.
$2.
Name brand. All right?
$2. $2.
I got $2.
They go faster. Come on. Do the auctioneer
voice.
No,
this is how I auction.
No.
I got $2. Do I hear? Three. They want three.
He's a terrible auctioneer.
No, I could really sell an auction.
Your cousin has talent. You need to face the facts.
You've never heard this guy.
But if he's an auctioneer for a career, like, they've got the whole, like, 180, 180, you don't know what they're saying. It's a skill.
They're just making a noise.
They're good at it, though.
Not really.
I think so.
I don't think this person is.
Well, we need a clip. I need to hear it.
Bad auctioneer. He's a bad auctioneer.
Okay, you should have started with that.
Whatever. They're hillbillies. And I can't help them.
That's fine. To each their own.
It's Southern Ohio.
It is. It's Southern Ohio. Have you ever been down there? It's like swamp.
Swamp?
It's swamp. There's swampy areas down there.
It's like hilly.
It's hilly and swampy.
There's no swamps in Southern Ohio?
Down. Oh, I've been what? Down. I've seen some. Like, down in the real southern part of Ohio, right before you would get into, like, Kentucky, where they're marrying their cousins, mm-hmm. It's very, very swampy.
Interesting. I've never been there.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta head down to the swamp, I guess.
You want to go to the swamp?
I've never seen it. I just want to know if it's real or not.
Oh, it's down there. And everybody thinks they've got, like, a natural water. What do they call that? Natural...
Spring water?
No, but it's called something else.
Well water?
No.
Okay.
No. For $300. Let's try again. You know, water that just comes out of the ground, isn't...
Just groundwater?
But isn't...
Aquifer water?
Aquifer? Dasani.
Well, no, like,
yeah, Dasani just squirts out of the water in Southern Ohio.
Like, aquifers, like, you know, the big underwater
natural spring,
of water.
Maybe.
Natural spring water?
No, just a spring. It's a natural spring.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
But they all think that down there. They all think they've got all this stuff down. They have nothing. They have nothing. They have woods.
What do you have against Southern Ohio?
Oh, it's fine. It's nice country.
Yeah, I can tell you feel that
way. I just have no reason to be there.
Mm-hmm. Your calling is Marion.
No. I like a lot of different places, but Southern Ohio is not exactly where I would pick to go on vacation.
Yeah, I don't think most people would pick to vacation in Southern Ohio.
So then why am I different than anybody else?
No one's vacationing anywhere in Ohio.
Oh, that's not true. People go to Cleveland. People go to Columbus. People go to Hocking Hills. People go...
Canton.
Oh, yeah. Akron.
For a vacation?
Dayton.
Vacation?
Yeah.
What? I mean, maybe like a day trip. What are you going to do for days in Cleveland?
Well, we wouldn't because we live in Ohio.
There are also people who drive, like, across states just to go to Cedar Point.
Cedar Point?
Okay, that's true. Yeah, but that's, like, again, probably, like, a day or two trip.
I'm in Canton, the Football Hall of Fame. They also have, I think, is it the Rock and Roll History Hall of Fame?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the one.
I guess I need to explore Cleveland a little more.
Cleveland's very interesting.
Why didn't we go to any of these places when we
were busy.
There?
We were busy. We were doing other things.
We were busy in the basement of that radio station, that TV station.
I don't think we were in the basement. We walked in the back door.
I think that was the break room.
It was the break room.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say what happened in the break room. A crime might have been committed. Don't want to get into that. It was during the holidays.
Yeah, that's true. Can't put anybody on the spot during the holidays like that.
Well, the holidays are over, but I just think a crime might have been committed right there at the first television station in Ohio, mm-hmm. WEWS Television.
Woos.
Cleveland. No, there's no woos.
It's woos.
No,
woos.
It's not woos. I'm telling
you. People on the phone.
Why do you think it's woos? It's not woos.
The people on the phone called it woos.
Oh, those people were clearly illiterate and did not work there.
So we've got Northern Ohio that's illiterate and Southern Ohio that has issues.
No, just the people who work on the phone there, on the operator.
Oh, specifically.
Listen, I spent time with that security guard, and he didn't know anything. I'm surprised he knew how to open the door.
That's terrible.
Well, listen, you didn't have to go walk with him that's through
true.
The building.
That's true. I got to sit right in that room and watch Taylor Swift and Travis
here's
Kelce.
Here's my desk. Here's my game. Whatever, man. Whatever.
He was just trying to entertain you. He probably thought we were up to no good. We were like up to a
and
bar.
And then started showing me a list. Now see, here's the list, and you're not on it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let me see that. And I said, oh, here I am. And he said, no, that's not you. And I said, well, how do you know that's not me? We had a whole little thing back there at his desk.
Oh, okay.
There could have been a security breach.
Do tell.
Well, that's what happened. I think I did tell.
Oh, you faked that you were someone else on the list?
No, I saw my name. I think the man couldn't read.
Oh. Ugh. You gotta have security cards that can read.
Yeah. In any event, we were in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can always say you were at WEWS, the first television station in Ohio.
Also known as Woos.
Also known as Woos. Why would you name a television station Woos?
Why would you name it WEWS?
That's the call letters. Every station's got call letters.
When the lady called back on the phone, she said you can take pictures out in front of the Dorothy Fuldheim plaque they got out front, and or you can take
I love that you know that name. That makes my heart happy.
And you can take pictures in front of the Woos sign on the side of the building.
There's no Woos sign.
I think I took a picture of it, actually.
Yeah, we took a picture of the Woos.
It just said WEWS.
You know what that spells?
WEWS. No, that's not Woos. It's funny that you guys read call letters as a word.
Always.
No, not always.
I mean, I can't read R's as a word. Waga.
Is that what it is?
Waga? Yeah.
It would be Woog.
Woog?
There's no A in there.
Yep, that's what I got too.
Woog.
Woog?
Woog.
I don't know.
This is Woog.
Woog? Thanks for listening to Woog.
Do you know what WGH stands for?
Yes, Warren G. Harding. We've talked about this before.
No.
Yes, it does.
That's not what it stands for.
Yes, it does.
No, it's not.
Fine, what's it stand for?
World's Greatest Heat.
What?
World's Greatest Heat. We have the best heating system in the world in this office.
Oh.
You didn't know about that? World's Greatest Heat.
Yeah, and when you move locations from building to building, you take it with you.
Well, you always take it with you. Okay. Yes, you always take the heat with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're the world's greatest heat, you have to.
When you have a show like this, you're always bringing the heat. You're always bringing the hot ball, the fastball.
But it's...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We need people to know that I'm...
I know. We need more sound effects on this show.
We have a lot of sound effects. We just haven't
but
played
we
it
haven't
for a long
time. We haven't heard the sound effects in forever.
Yeah, we can play the sound effects.
Oh, good.
Which sound effect are we going to hear
Why
now?
Why do you sound upset that we're going to play the sound effects?
The sound effects are kind of poor quality, in my opinion.
Whoa,
the show's over tonight, we go out and we find a guy named Gage and beat the living daylights out of the guy.
And we record it as a sound effect for the show.
And let him know, listen... It's just because you're named this. That's all we're doing this for.
Not you, it's your name.
No, and just, you know, take out his legs with like a big lead pipe.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think that's okay.
You have issues.
No. Let's gauge how this feels. Bam! There you go.
Yeah.
How'd that go, Gage?
Yeah, we could do that. There's a lot of things we could do.
We have a gang!
But we don't.
We're a gang! We're a little thuggish.
That's true.
It's time to get thuggish here.
We're a thuggish gang.
We're too sweet
That's
and kind.
That's true. Oh my gosh, whenever we showed up to Woos, we looked like a thuggish
We're
gang.
We're not at Woos. Stop saying Woos.
Matt rolled up with his hood up. And
rolled up with his hood up.
It was cold and wet outside. What did you want me to do?
He had his hood up, and it's just like... Three men and me, and we're walking into the break station.
I was just sitting there watching football until we were told that we weren't going back there. So
that man had no problem with us.
Yeah, I know. I think he enjoyed watching the game with us, honestly.
Yeah, he was bored.
He stood in there and watched the football game.
Well, he certainly wasn't going to watch their newscast. That thing was boring as could be.
Oh, my gosh.
No, honesty. You're honesty in the new year.
That's true. That's Scott's New Year's resolution. Speaking of, are there any New Year's resolutions here, Matt?
I'm not dying this year.
Oh, that's
Oh, no, no. We know what your real New Year's resolution was. Have you had that? Have you went there?
No.
Okay, well, then you're still
Yay.
On it.
Yay. That's great.
So you've kept away from that.
Oh, no.
Oh, you've broken it. All right.
Aw.
Darn. Well, I was excited for a second.
Maybe next year.
And what was your New Year's resolution?
I don't know. I was trying to remember that. Like, crafting more, maybe, or something.
Oh, yeah. It was a boring.
Yeah, it was boring. I don't have anything, almighty. Like, major I want to do. Okay, I think New Year's resolutions are a little bit silly in the sense of, like, you're going to do this all year. Like, what if you just are like, I want to make an effort to do more of this. Like, I've worked out this year, and I typically am not a huge workout person.
Done?
I went to the Y MCA, and I ran, and I did the stair climber.
I love that she said Y, and then she thought maybe we wouldn't know what that meant.
YMCA?
So, MCA.
Oh, my dad and my brother have really good New Year's resolutions. They decided they're going to do a monthly water fast, and they did that. This week, their first water fast, which was them just drinking water for 3 days. It was done today. I'm not sure exactly how it went. My dad seemed okay with it. He was like, yeah, I might do it again next week or next month. My brother, though, he had work yesterday, and he, I guess, had a really bad headache, and then his stomach started hurting, and then he was sweating profusely, where his boss thought he was crying, and she was like, are you okay? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just sweating really bad. She's like, maybe you should go sit down. And he said, yeah, I'll go sit down outside. So he goes and sits down outside, and then he proceeds to get sick everywhere, and then he goes back
in,
and he's like, hey, I think I'm going to go home. And she said, yeah, I think that's for the best. Meanwhile, he has tables and stuff, because he's a waiter at Steve's Dakota. I don't know what happened to the tables. I hope somebody took them over, but he believes he might have had water toxicity. So he went to sleep, he woke up, he was rejuvenated, but yeah. New Year's resolutions, you know what I'm saying?
Now what is the point of this?
I'm not really sure. I think it's like a health thing, but it's also not just like a... We want
doesn't
to
sound
weight.
Healthy the way you described
it
there.
I'm not doing it. I don't
I'm just saying that didn't sound healthy.
I don't think
so what do
sounds.
You do at the Y MCA?
I ran and I did the stair climber and did a little like some stretching and stuff. It wasn't
what
crazy.
Day was this?
This was Tuesday.
This explains a lot. I knew it was gonna be Tuesday.
Why?
Because I saw you Wednesday. And I remember Wednesday very well.
Well, yeah, I obviously
Wednesday
wasn't.
Followed Tuesday, and I think Tuesday might have begat Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I think your testosterone came out.
Working out isn't good for me mentally, really, is what
See,
we learned.
See, there you go.
Oh, okay, well, my New Year's resolution is to not work out, then.
I mean, you know, I don't think I had a New Year's resolution.
I feel bad for anybody that has to be around me after my 10-miler.
Yeah.
That's going to be ugly.
Well, they can brush their teeth with you or something.
That's true. It'll be fine. We'll be fine.
You know, here's the thing. What I feel is that when you make a New Year's resolution, you should stick to it because they're usually, I think they're made for your betterment. I don't know that you should make one that's negative.
Who makes negative New Year's resolutions?
Well, a lot of people do.
What? Like what?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not sure the health aspects of a water fast.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that that's objectively a good New Year's resolution. I think there's good intent behind it. I think it's maybe good for, like, my dad, who's older and, like, more developed. My brother, who's 19, that probably isn't going to have great effects on him, but I'm to each their own. It's not my choice.
Oh, no, people can do what they want. I think people should do what they want. I just think you should make one that is in the positive.
I think they think it's in the positive.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound positive the way you described it.
Yeah, based on...
I can only go
based on
how
getting
you described
sick.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to him, and he was like, you can hear my stomach right now, and then we got quiet, and you could hear his stomach, and I was like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to go eat dinner. Bye.
See, I always wonder if things like that are to challenge yourself, mm-hmm. to see what you can do.
just to see if you can do it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that I like self-challenges, to be honest with you, because I think you should just do things. I don't think you should think about it.
No point in testing yourself to the limits.
No, not on purpose.
Okay.
I think you should do that just as a norm. You know, like, I'm going to do this. Because then it's, what's the purpose here to do it? I think you should do it for a purpose.
Oh, so you don't think that the purpose could be just doing it? Like, you think there needs to be
another purpose? No, I don't think that's a good purpose. I mean, it's a bad purpose. I'm going to do this just to do it, to say I did it. It's like people who go to the Eiffel Tower. Why'd you go to the Eiffel Tower? Well, I want to say I've been there. Okay.
Well,
I've been to the end of the block. Okay, I've been there. It is because I wanted to go to the Eiffel Tower because when I was a child, I watched a movie and it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life, and I knew one day I would get there. That's a reason to go to the Eiffel Tower, to say I've been there. Well, that just sounds ridiculous.
Okay, well, I mean, not everybody has a great reason for something.
Then don't go. Stay home.
What? No, you're still allowed to. Maybe, okay, I guess maybe their reason's just because they want to travel, they want to see places.
I don't want to see your picture of you in the Eiffel Tower. Let's put it that way. If you don't have a good story behind it, why do I want to see that?
If you're not crying in the sight of the Eiffel Tower because this has been your dream, don't go.
No, it doesn't have to be that dramatic, but at least give me a reason more than I just want to say I've been there.
What if somebody was just like, look, I was in France, right? And while we were in, you know, France, we just decided to look at the Eiffel Tower.
That's fine. That doesn't sound like your purpose. But if I say, why'd you go to the Eiffel? Because I wanted to say I've been there.
So you're saying you specifically went to the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, because that's a question. Why'd you go to the Eiffel Tower? Wanted to say I've been there. I get that with the Statue of Liberty all the time. Why'd you go to the Statue of Liberty? Wanted to say I've been there.
You can't go to it. You, like, go by it on a ferry. I mean, maybe there's another way. At least whenever I went there in October, it was...
No, you can go to it.
You can?
Oh, yeah. Liberty,
okay.
It's on Liberty Island.
Well, I don't know how to get there.
You can take a tour up through the thing.
Okay.
I don't know how to get the tours.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I didn't see an access point.
Maybe I got
point.
The special tour.
Maybe you did. You've been there?
I've been everywhere.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Because I want to say I've been there.
Right.
Now I've done that, and why do it again?
Yeah, there's no need. I already saw it one time. I was like, oh, that's nice out there.
Like the Sears. I went up in the Sears Tower one time, and I remember the theory behind it was, wanted to say I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, okay. Tall building.
Here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. I have a fear of heights.
I don't have a fear of heights. It was just, but it was okay, you know. But I like things that have a purpose.
Did you go out in the little, like, glass box that they have up there?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I think it was just all glass.
Yeah, but I think there's, like, part where you can, like, walk out. Like, they have, like, a little, like, glass, like, expansion part.
I don't remember that. I remember you had to be in an elevator cramped with people for a long time, and then you go way up,
mm-hmm.
and then you get out, and it's just all glass. And I remember the day I was up there, it was very foggy.
Oh, so you're like, oh, I can't even see anything. But
no, you can see because you're above the fog.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But when you look down, you can see the fog.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was okay.
You did it.
I did it.
And you can say you've done it.
And that's all I can say.
That's true.
So, to me, that's not a good purpose.
It's more underwhelming, I guess. I mean, maybe if you need to start coming up with reasons you want to do things.
Right. That's what I think.
Would you go out under one of those glass balconies, Carrington?
I don't know. I'd be really scared if I was doing it, like, the whole time.
Well, you're not going to fall through, so, like...
No, I know. It's not a practical fear. It's irrational. But I can't stop myself.
What's a practical fear? Aren't all fears irrational? Unless something has actually happened?
No, like... Oh, okay. I mean, I guess in a sense, but, like... You know, if you lived in Arizona and you had a fear of scorpions, like, that's rational. There's scorpions around. Like, they could sting you.
But what's practical?
The scorpion stinging you. Like, it's irrational whenever it's, like, not likely to happen. Like Matt's saying, he's like, well, you'd be safe, you know?
Right, but you said there's a practical fear and an irrational fear. So what is a practical fear?
I think she just...
Sorry,
I should have said rational.
Yeah. Sorry, I misspoke. You got me.
You're doing that a lot tonight.
I'm sorry. I'll pipe down over here.
No, it's interesting because I never heard practical fear in it.
Isn't it rational?
What is a practical fear?
I don't know. It's rational, but said wrong.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we're close to Groundhog Day. And here at the station, Warren Groundhog Harding comes out on Groundhog Day and gives us a weather prediction. It's a Friday this year. Big day, February 2nd.
Yes, that's going to be something, that's for sure.
The pizza, the pomp and circumstance of the whole thing. It's going to be big this year.
Yeah. What are you thinking? Are you thinking 6 weeks of winter or?
No. I'm not even sure we've had winter yet.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's in, it's what? It's like a month away?
Our groundhog has been 100% correct.
How many times has?
One.
Okay.
They could have been 100% wrong.
That's true.
So we've got
a one for one groundhog.
We've got a perfect slate so far.
That's awesome. Congrats to our groundhog. We're better than Buckeye Chuck and Punxsutawney Phil.
And all those other groundhogs all over the United States.
That's right. If you want accurate, come to us.
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
I'm officially saying that. This is the official meteorological forecast.
Yeah.
You will get it on February the 2nd. Friday, February the 2nd, a very big day.
Yeah, because we have
lots of programming
results
that day, by the way. 8 a.m. to 1, and then we'll be back on 8 to 10.
Oh, math show should be on.
Yeah, I bet that'll be a humdinger that day. Who are you going to have on that day, Matt? The groundhog?
Yeah, you know, I'll give that a try. I'll figure that out.
You really should. You really should. It's very important.
I'll have the groundhog on.
It's good to play to the trends.
If the groundhog's there, he'll be on.
Well, the groundhog will be there.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time he'll get here that morning, but I know he's coming in a special way.
Are we having a live groundhog?
Well, it's alive, yes.
Oh, you know what I mean. Is there going to be an animal groundhog that's...
I think all groundhogs are animals.
Okay. There's no great way to phrase this question.
You don't have a practical fear of groundhogs, do you?
No.
As opposed to an irrational fear.
Practical
those
irrational.
Darn practical fears always come up.
They do. If I had one, this would be the perfect time, yeah.
Do you have any practical fears? Your irrational fear is heights. So what's your practical fear?
Did you say irrational fear is heights?
Irrational.
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 Okay.
Why is everybody on the correcting game tonight?
I don't know. It's very nasty
gosh.
Here tonight.
Yes, I know. Shots fired.
Well, no, because I just thought he said rational, like a rational fear is heights. And I was like, how is it rational to be scared of heights?
No, it's irrational.
Yeah, see, right. That's what I was just clarifying.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I was like, if there was a venomous snake on the ground, I would be scared of it. That's pretty practical.
But some people like snakes.
Yeah, but if it's venomous and it can
kill
you. Is it
practical to have snakes on the floor? Venomous snakes on the floor?
No, it's just a case scenario.
Is that like a normal thing in your life?
No, this is not. I guess it's irrational.
This practically happens all the time.
There's not snakes around. Okay, I'm practically afraid of kind of ants. Like whenever they bite you a little, they hurt a little bit.
Do you have any practical fears, Matt? She's drawing a blank over here.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of what I'm scared of.
I'll tell you what's practical. And it's my practical fear. Is breaks, which are coming up right now. It's very practical to go to a break right now.
That's true.
Because it's the top of the
hour.
It's
9 o'clock.
So it's practical.
It's practical.
And I was fearing it.
I wasn't. I'm ready to eat some Cheez-Its.
It's practical. So get your
Cheese Dip.
Or your Cheez-Its.
Or your Cheez-Its.
And enjoy during this break. But we're going to be back. Lots to talk about in hour number two, including a big top 10 list you're not going to want to miss. Practical, irrational, whatever. Come on back with us. You'll have fun.
Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating or our world?